legit.
This I bought could, actual face paint.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's how you do, though.
But you think you have it,
yeah.
right? And then all of a sudden, it's like you turn back, and it's like a piece of your chin is somehow missing.
If I could turn back time.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Laura,
yes. It's showtime.
Let's do it. Hey.
Happy Halloween, pre-Halloween, everyone. This doesn't release on Halloween. That makes me very, very sad that Halloween did not fall on a Monday this year, but...
Hey, even better. It's on a Tuesday, isn't it? Or a Thursday?
Is it a Tuesday?
I don't know. But you know what?
I have no concept of time anymore, if I'm completely honest with you. And if I'm not completely honest... I don't know. I know I am brain dead, but that's okay because I'm playing a dead guy today. So for those who are just listening, I am dressed as Beetlejuice. And if you don't know who I am Molly Stewart. And I don't know how you could be listening to the show without knowing who I am, because otherwise, how the f*** did you find it? Because there's only like five of you.
And if you say Molly Stewart three times, she might appear.
If you say my name three times, I'll come.
Yes. And I am Lydia Dietz, everybody.
Sorry, I think someone just did it. Guys, not calm while we're
down.
Recording.
Wow, that was wow. That's aggressive.
A little bit thirsty, and that is why you cannot trust the living.
Somebody did it, and they went hard in the paint. They were did. Like, Molly Stewart, Molly Stewart, Molly Stewart. Oh, there we go. It
Stop.
Works, you guys.
Please.
It really works.
I'm trying to do like a nice, like family-friendly show here. It's the kind of production they like to put on.
Has a family that watches this show.
I mean, honestly, a lot of people. I mean, even if they're not like you made offspring, it's like you still have family.
No, you're right, because my family watches.
What? Is this a new development?
No. I mean, like, you know, like my boyfriend's family. You know, and like my mom does not. But like,
yeah.
I mean, I post it on all platforms. So hi, mom. Hi, dad. I mean, no, they're not on social media. But hi, brother. Yeah, my brother's out there. He knows there's a podcast. So I don't know if he listens.
What's up, brother?
But you're missing out.
Oh.
So if you're not watching this, I don't know where you are, what you're doing with your life. But I do feel really gothy.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. Like we didn't really watch each other do our makeup because we were facing opposite directions from each other. But then we kind of turned in at the same time. We were both like, whoa.
We had the same face. It was great.
Yeah, we actually took a photo. It will be available on Patreon. If you have not joined us on Patreon, it's patreon.com/twndpodcast. You get monthly photo sets. You get monthly thought takes, which are rant episodes where I dress in lingerie or some sort of smexy costume and rant about things and just life and stuff like that in general. You also get access to monthly Zoom chats if you are a part of our dirtbag tier. And if you haven't joined yet, you really are missing out because we have so much freaking fun there.
That,
the love of the patrons, is what really inspired us to take Halloween month to the next level. And I think the culmination of Beetlejuice and Lydia Dietz is just...
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Like, I don't think we could have planned a better costume if we tried.
I mean, it tells a story.
It
just,
does.
Just with this. You know what I mean? Hello.
There you go.
Oh, there
go.
I am.
It was pointed down at your chin. Your chin isn't as talkative.
It was really muffled sounding, yeah. But that's why. Hello.
How are you doing?
But yeah, it's giving spooky. We are here for it.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been going pretty hard all month long, but this mm-hmm. is just a result, like she said, about the freaking love you guys show us. And we love you right back. So this is for all for you.
We love you so hard.
We love you hard.
We love you intensely. We love you deeply.
Yeah.
We have such a deep, pounding, yearning desire to love you. But only if you join Patreon, patreon.com/twndpodcast.
This is true.
I'm excited because as of filming this episode, our pumpkin carving contest has not happened yet.
Not yet.
And I'm very excited to see what people come up with. I'm very excited to see the costumes. I hope Thank you.
You're welcome.
I hope that y'all appreciate how much we love Halloween. I've been decorated for Halloween since September 1st. I remember I showed you, I was like, hey, it's a month early. I don't care. I love Halloween. In fact, there's Halloween aspects in my house all the time, all throughout the year.
Fair. Mm-hmm. I mean, we went shopping that one time at Home Goods and stocked up for Halloween stuff. And those things just kind of stayed out. Like, I have the Spiderweb 3 snack holder mm-hmm. on the living room table all year long. Because I like three types of snacks just out on a table.
That's really
nice. It's just my life. I have a salty, I have a sweet, I have a freaking candy or something. That's like chocolate or whatever.
That's the better thing about having ferrets than dogs. Because if I left, can you imagine if I left cute little dishes out on the coffee table? Julia, my dog, for those of you who don't know, I have three dogs. And one of them is Julia. And she is basically if Satan... could f- Satan and then reproduce with a tiny Satan that looks like it was a dog created by AI when you typed in cute puppy dog. So it's very deceiving how awful she truly is, but she gets worse with age, which is crazy. Just like me, just like good old mom. But if I left any sort of food out, I've come back before to like pushing the table away from the couch, but she's on the couch. She somehow has thrust her tiny little corgi body, hurled herself, so her front feet land on the coffee table and her back feet are on the couch. And she's just there mowing down my food. The first meal I've had all f-ing day. Like, bitch. You cannot leave food out. She's like a Hoover where you don't want it. It's like if Roomba could go anywhere.
Well, damn. I mean, seriously, like, you're right about, thank goodness I just have ferrets. And it's funny because, like, they will crawl across my legs if my legs are hitting the table or, like, on the table resting, you know?
They're like, snacks.
They're like, oh my God. And then it's like, you know, it's nothing you want, anyways. They're just kibble girls. So,
yeah.
Julia will eat anything.
Yeah.
And
Julia
she loves
eats
it.
Tissues.
Fucking
she eats
gross.
Tissue.
She has no shame.
I think we've talked about this before, but I find, like, pieces of toy in her poo.
I believe
like,
it.
It's not cool.
But the way they shred toys when they get a new toy,
yeah,
it's almost like record-breaking time.
There's no reason to really buy toys other than like they need to get some rage out. So like a couple times a month they get their rage days and they just buy like stuffed animals for them to destroy, knowing that the next day is floor cleaning day. So I can make sure I get all of the fluff, you know, because it's just everywhere. It's like... it's like when you see like a murder documentary or whatever and you see like the crime scene photos and there's like blood splatter everywhere. It's like that, but with fluff. Like it gets everywhere. It's all over the couch. You're like picking it out of your eyelashes. It's under the couch. It's on the countertop somehow because they like flail. So it goes flying everywhere. So it's just like blood splatter.
Not
but cotton.
The eyelashes. Bitch.
Yes.
I swear there's nothing worse than that. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Like, I always feel like I'm always getting fuzz or like lint in my eyelashes. And because we're females, we wear freaking mascara. Or
ew.
Whoever wears mascara, you will understand. Gross. No matter if you're whatever, you know? Like, but the thing is, like, for me, like, there's nothing worse than that. And it's like, just makes you want to just take your makeup off at that
point.
Yeah,
we want to scrub it all off. We
want to
rip off
rid
your
of it.
Skin.
Yeah. You want to rip it all off and just be like, f*** this, even after you had just probably done your makeup.
Yeah.
I've
had so many times where like you just all of a sudden your eye starts watering out of nowhere because something's in it and it runs like a nice clean streak down through the
Fresh
whole makeup,
makeup
that you just did
it's
and you
the
setting
worst.
Spray but somehow tears cancel setting spray. I don't know what it is.
I don't know, bitch. How many times did we had to touch up our faces? Like mine was like getting all splotchy. Your white wasn't sticking in the right places. Like, dude, this is work, you guys.
Do
this
you
is
understand?
Work.
Y'all, I don't do whatever FX makeup.
This
I
is
try
FX,
this for
the
first
way.
Time. To like check it out, and FX is like specialty, like monstery, whatever makeup, like where it's not just a normal glam look.
This is legit. This
I bought actual face paint.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's how you do, though.
But you think you have it,
yeah.
Right? And then all of a sudden, it's like you turn back, and it's like a piece of your chin is somehow missing.
If I could turn back time. If I could find
do we talk about karaoke? Because we haven't talked about karaoke.
We can.
Yet.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
I was so happy you came. Yes, but what? Tell me. That was a half yes.
Like more fun than I thought that I would have.
Okay. It's
fair. Which is good.
Yeah, I'm happy. It was a good night to experience karaoke.
Do you understand that, like, I will dead eye a camera. I will just rant my heart and soul into that goddamn lens because there is no one looking back at me. But when you are facing a crowd of people that you don't know and you're about to belt out an anthem on a microphone.
Well, I just screamed at the mic.
That's okay. Continue. Just scream. Sorry. No. I'm not sorry though. But that's how it feels inside. Like, that's how it feels. I couldn't look up.
No.
I'm like,
bitch, you sang in front of an audience. You did. And I don't know if you just blacked out. You were looking up.
I don't think I did.
You did.
Here, the thing is, if my face is up, my eyes are down. It's like, I don't want to make eye contact with people.
You
I looked
were
at you.
Looking.
I looked at you.
Okay, I felt that and we connected, but I saw you looking out. You probably blacked out.
I think I did black out a little
bit.
But
it was
a
good, she was awesome, you guys. I got to say, for someone who doesn't want to go out, which I understand because I also don't want to go out, but it's different. I go out for work. I go out to have maybe here a night of fun here and there with usually my boyfriend or you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like often that I have like night out or like, hey, girls night out, or we're not out in the clubs. We're not going out to like the bars. We're not like out and about. You know
no.
what I mean? But this is something that I do once or twice a month, host karaoke. And it's been over a year that I've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time you've got to experience it. Because the last time you were going to come, it was like a windy ass day.
It was a windy ass day. And then I had to pick up the man from the airport.
Yep. And it was just like not the day. And I was like, girl, don't worry. There's more. But then
David joined us.
Yes.
So
shout out
David.
For those
of you who are not aware, David, the producer, which would have been so awesome to call him on the microphone, David, the producer. But
instead we said Detective Pikachu.
Yes, because he was dressed as Detective Pikachu, to be fair. But
it was so cute.
It was really fun having David come visit because David lives very far away. And so it was
too
very
far.
Nice to have David in town. And there will be an episode with David coming next month. So stay tuned because it's awesome and we had a great time.
And we
David,
love you, David,
we love you much. Thank Woo! You for all that you do and for putting up with me and for editing an episode on your vacation.
Special round of applause for David.
And for those of you who also don't know, by joining patreon.com/TWND podcast as a wholesome pledge or dirtbag tier, you help a David in need. I mean, it's not any
David
in need. It's our David. So
and he's yours.
It's your David.
Yes.
You want to help your David. And all
Make
the proceeds,
thrive.
All proceeds from Patreon currently go towards paying David to bring you the episodes that you love week after week, month after month, year after year. So please support David. Or you could use our code TWND at liquidiv.com where you will save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase because you want to stay fucking hydrated, don't you, Laura?
Duh. I don't want to be dry as a Sahara.
Nobody wants
right?
to be fucking dry. Nobody likes a dry coochie. And they also don't like a dry mouth or throat.
Yeah.
You want to have access to like a lot of lubrication. And if you want to really draw from your salival glands, what you're going to want to do is check out all of the amazing assortment of flavors at liquidiv.com. And you're going to use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. And you're going to experience better hydration today. Not maybe exactly today, but as soon as you receive your shipment of Liquid IV, that is when you'll experience the better hydration that day. So experience better hydration that day. And go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on your order and support the show and support your David.
Support him.
So what
amazing.
Do you think about the political situation climate of the times and the days that
I
we have
it.
Ahead of us?
I love it.
I feel like politics right now is a lot like reality TV.
It's fucking
like it's just
annoying.
A joke.
It's annoying.
And I'm tired of hearing about
it. I am too. And it's just like, can we move on? Can this just be done?
I don't like it. Everything like, I just don't think anyone in the government really cares about us or
no.
anything.
No, they just
and
care
I,
about themselves.
And I think that it's cool. But for me, like politics has become this thing that I kind of think it's people's religion. Not all people, just like some people. It's like their thing, to become part of that community and that
like a
cause.
Cult? Like a cult?
I mean, I didn't say it. But yeah, I don't I don't get a joy in talking about it. It's not like I am not informed about things. I just feel like the more informed I am, the less I truly feel that my opinion matters or that they are going to do anything that is actually beneficial to the population as a whole. And I'm like, talking about it just makes me more upset
because they don't give a fuck.
And it brings about the knowledge that you like know these things and you've had these revelations, but there's nothing you can actually do about it. Which is wild, because I think no matter where things are headed right now with either side, I feel like it's all fucking crazy.
You just got to sit back, relax, and smoke a fat sack, you know?
For serious, for real. Because, no, seriously, like, people need to chill. Like, that's why it's fun to do what we do, because sometimes I feel like I can create this, like, and this is, like, a very, like, privileged thing that I feel very lucky to be able to do, because fills my soul, dude. Yep. Like, we get to put on these like fun productions and we get to like tell a story and we get to like relate to people with our experiences and them like sharing theirs.
We love that, by the way. Like, please continue.
Please. And continue. We do have an email to get to today as well, so sweet. Don't let me forget that. But it's really, really awesome because I feel like having this little bubble to like express yourself creatively and do all that, like, it gives you something to focus on that has your own like goals for this, and then I'm not as worried about all the external noise of things that you just like can't control, because it's like we allow ourselves, you know, to be as stressed or bothered as we are.
Yeah,
because even if you think about things like people have maybe like said that like piss you off or like things that they've done, it's like you can just like sit there and keep being pissed off about it, or you can just realize like, well, why would I let that bother me? That was a bad situation. So I'm just going to not repeat that. And I'm just going to focus my energy elsewhere, yep. Which is hard to do, but it's still like, I feel like that's a much better alternative.
A healthier way.
Yeah.
Right.
To deal with it.
I mean, I think right now I just feel like there's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot going on in everyone's life. Like, yep. I'm a victim of this. You're a victim of this. Like, because we stretch ourselves sometimes very thin, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we're still surviving. We're still going through it. Like, we're mm-hmm. still kicking and screaming and doing our thing. It's like how you deal with the stresses. It's how you handle it. And like, we're all like in charge of our feelings and our reactions. Mm-hmm. So like, I have to like remember, like, when I feel like sometimes when like shit just feels like it's piling on like too much, I'm like, take a deep breath. Remember, breathe. Because last episode we were talking about is breathing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's a serious thing. Every time I'm stressed or I'm hunched over or like feeling like I'm down, like, it's because I'm not breathing.
Yeah.
I need to chill out, relax, and feel like, all right, I got this. This is just the storm right yeah. now.
That's what I had to do the other night at the gym, because do you ever this is why I was thinking about this, because I was at the gym and I was telling myself to like just breathe and like don't let these things bother you, because for those of you who aren't aware, I am not a very social person. Like, I do very social things when they are very planned and very I know how they are going to be and that kind of stuff, but I am kind Which of is, an introverted extrovert, if that makes sense. So I
but you killed it at karaoke.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
No, but I mean it sounded terrible, but I put on a performance.
Even coming out though and just being out in a crowd where you probably had no idea what to expect, right?
Yeah, I had no idea.
And you had a great time.
It did. I saw the dick fell over and I got distracted by it because it's like sloped.
When
down.
Did it fall?
I don't know. But fuck, what was I saying? About going out. I'm not a social person. I was at the gym and I was reminding myself to breathe, because have you ever seen a person who you just look at them and you like know something about them, like from the way that they look and hold themselves? And this is not like, I saw this guy, for instance, and he was going into the bathroom and I was like, there's only one bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's shared amongst all genders or not genders. And he was walking in and I go, that looks like a guy who's going to leave the toilet seat up. I had to pee, so I go in a little bit later. Guess what? The toilet seat is up. You ever just get that vibe about someone? Do you know what I mean?
Just like that. Like, they don't give a fuck about anyone else.
Yeah.
Or it's their macho or whatever it is.
Macho.
I just feel like it's like a disrespectful thing. But also, I don't know, because that's the men's restroom. So you guys probably all are cool with that. But like at the house or like at the gym, like shared... you have to share. I know. It's like you got to put it down.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know.
Use
it's
your
just
manners.
Like, because then it's like you have to touch it. You have to like use your shoe and like bring it down. It's just like, it's not that much extra effort. Like just shut the whole thing then. It's not that big of a deal. But anyway, that annoyed me. But then I was like, why am I annoyed that this is happening? Like, I don't live here. You know what I mean? Like, and then I was like, I just lifted really heavy and I felt better.
Well, it's because it's a shared restroom, right? Yeah.
It's just,
come on.
It's just the, like, the disrespect.
Exactly. Man,
it's just the disrespect.
And laziness. Come on, face it. And how laziness. Hard is it to, beep? But why should somebody else do it after you used it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the way I
you
always
lifted
see
it, obviously, put it back down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Easy as that.
You lifted it. Put it back down. Round of applause. I could, please. It's like you already put in the effort. It's like, and also, I'm sorry, you're at the gym. It's like re-racking your weights. You
there
lifted
you
it
go.
Up, put it down.
Put it's a sign.
I should make a sign and see if it gets taken down.
Yeah. You lifted it.
I just tape it to like, I can laminate it and I can tape it to like, the lid. So when it lifts up, it's like you lifted it,
yes!
You close it.
Bitch, we are coming up with some genius shit.
We are back, baby. I feel okay. So I
got my fist back.
I got my space back. And this is no hate to anyone who listens, including you, David, you know, because I talked to you about this.
Yeah, calm down over there.
Calm down, David.
We don't like that tone you put with us. Just kidding.
Oh my God.
Nah, you're cool as fuck.
But I love having people that I love around. It's just that it's been like a month and a half.
2 months.
2 months. Yeah, it's been almost 2 months of
I feel like that's how long it's been.
A constant succession of
I
bunch
have family,
of people.
You have family. We all have family.
Yeah.
Then it's like friends and it's like.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of people. Crazy work, like trying to catch up on all the things that are overdue, the things that need doing, all the business. And then people I love coming back and it's like keeps repeating. So I feel like I finally reached the point that I'm like, nobody else is coming over.
Yeah.
I have the place back to myself. And I have spent the last few days naked. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner. If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun, but nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try Gold Show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out. Just
that's
naked.
What it comes down to.
I think that I was so depressed and it was because I had to wear underpants for like 2 months. And I really think that it was just weighing on me, the weight of the underpants. Because when I tell you, I've just been free falling. Just it's been wonderful. I feel so much better. I've started masturbating again and things
Yay!
Are back on and up.
Yay!
Tick. I got some amazing news about a terrible person and it made me feel really good.
Things are great. You cannot bring rain on our parade.
You can't. And even if you did, I would fucking dance in it.
Yeah.
All right.
Because dancing in the rain is fun.
It is actually fun. What I like though is just laying in rain. Have you ever just laid in rain? Like not to cry or anything. It just you just like.
It was to cry, just, huh? It was it to cry?
No.
Oh.
Just like
just kidding.
Just like. I mean, I have cried
maybe
in the rain. I was an emo girl.
Maybe you cried because it was so beautiful.
Maybe. I don't know. There's something that I just find peaceful about it. Like it's waterboarding without like the terror.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that. Well, I have not cried in the rain before, but that's because it doesn't rain a whole lot in California or Nevada.
Yeah, like where would you find
like,
rain?
I just didn't really experience that at all. Like much.
That would be your like autobiography searching for the rain.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just go up north. But the thing I would do was like when it would rain, like because my birthday's always in January. No shit, that's my birthday. But so my birthday is in January, so sometimes that lands during the winter month where like it's like super super cold. So on my birthday every year, it would usually rain. Like growing up in California, and like I would just my mom would be like, "What do you want to do for your birthday?" I'd be like, "Just drive me up and down the coast." Of PCH.
Oh, that's awesome.
In the rain.
Yes, I love
because
that.
It's so fun to be in a car, not driving.
Yeah.
My poor mom.
Yeah.
She's like, anything you want, sweetheart.
She's like white knuckling that shit. Like, oh
like,
my God.
Yeah.
Especially because rain in California is so dangerous because
on
of all the
coast,
oil buildup.
And yeah. On the coast. Some of those freaking windy roads. I'm like,
you're like,
yes.
I'm defying death. I'm like, I don't know because I'm a child.
And I'm punk rock. Fuck yeah. You know, like,
oh,
so no.
Fuck.
It was just great.
That's so funny.
That was me as a kid.
We used to have like really intense thunderstorms. And turn off all the lights in the house, make Orange Julius smoothies, and then hide little like glowing pebbles around the dark house. So you,
that sounds
because it's like a distraction, I guess. I just like the thunder sounds, but you would like find the distractions with the little
Dude,
search for the
thunder and lightning has always been cool.
It's so cool.
I would remember just like, yeah, like cuddling up in a blanket and sitting by the window and just watching and just being like, that's cool, look at that one, wow.
Yeah, that doesn't happen often in Vegas. When it does, it's really cool because the sky is like so big, so I feel like it just like,
yeah,
it's wild.
I love it. I never get scared. I had friends growing up that were scared of like thunder and lightning. And I'd be like, I don't get it, like this is dope.
It's so cool. Do you, okay, so tell me if I'm crazy about this, but Vegas, right, looks so different so many different times of the year. It's like the lighting changes and it's like a filter gets put on with different seasons. Have you noticed like right now it's going into that time of year where everything just looks kind of like extra saturated, but like kind of mate, like everything looks like that around. But then like during the summer, right, everything looks like really vibrant, like gold and like all that kind of stuff. And I feel like the color palette of Vegas changes with the seasons.
It's pretty
but
wild.
In a lighting way too, like because a lot of places it's like, oh, you have winter so everything's like barren or whatever, but like none of the foliage in Vegas really changes. There's
not
snow
really, yeah.
There's whatever, so it's like the color palette like shifts around the year.
I mean, talk about Red Rock today. That was like wild,
crazy,
like the colors were just everywhere, like all the rocks were different,
yeah.
Like all the sky was different, like there's so much green out there, like it looked dope out there.
It was so green that there were bees, like bees were attacking.
And that
so.
Never happens.
No.
That's only Mount Charleston.
And I, yeah,
fuck
I just
bees.
Think it's so cool.
But
like
these
it's never
bees
boring.
Were chill.
They were. They
weren't
like swarming. They were just kind of around.
They
like,
weren't pissed off bees. They were just like bees that were like there.
Probably just honeybees because there were all those like big like spiky clover things.
Well, I told you about the other day.
Your makeup looks so good. I'm sorry.
Your
I keep like looking
looks
at
so
you
good.
Like.
Dude, all right. We're happy. But, we went, Carlo and I went golfing a couple weeks ago, and there, did I tell you about the bee that attacked him? Dude, we just got there on the first hole, just starting our game.
The very first hole.
This bee came out of nowhere, and I'm not even talking just like a bee. It was like one of those, like, big ass beetle bees or whatever, like, you know, beetle bee.
So close. Try again.
Yeah, so big ass beetle bee, whatever, he flies around him and would not leave him alone, right? And he's like swatting at him. I'm like, dude, don't do that. Like, you're going to piss this bee off so bad. And he's already angry, right? So, like, I'm like, just don't do it. I'm like getting nervous. I'm like, no, this is the beginning of our day. And then, like, he's going like this. He's like, he's not leaving. I'm like, run. You know?
So he was just running, chasing
No, he
him?
Didn't run. He just like was swatting at it. And then it finally like went into like, he had like a bucket hat on and it flew into like under the bucket hat almost. And he was
what scent was he wearing? But get him a new cologne.
I
that was
like,
crazy.
Dude, I was like, he's like, babe, it's in my bucket hat. And he flies like flings the hat away. And he's like, I was just like, dude, I almost had a heart attack.
Yeah.
I was like, that bee was out for vengeance, blood, and like, he was there to kill.
The bee was giving Voorhees.
He was giving major Voorhees.
Sorry, I got like, so, like, my brain is going,
because of this wig.
The wig. All right. So here's the thing I need to talk about right now is that I have a lot of things. I'm not diagnosed with anything, but I have a pretty good idea. And there's a thing I have with my head that, like, I can't do headbands. Like, remember those old plastic headbands with little teeth in them?
Yes, they would always leave dents, like, in your head.
5 minutes into wearing it, I'm like, ah,
they hurt, bitch. Breaking it out.
Anyway, I can't deal with that kind of stuff, and I have a huge head. Like, people don't believe me when I say I have a huge head until they, like, put on one of my hats, and they're like, what the fuck is this? So, this wig showed up, and it is too small. My head.
We should take it off.
No.
We could take a pause. And then just...
Fuck. Holy shit.
Sorry, it's because I made you laugh. Don't. She's having these spasms.
Don't worry. No one said my name three times.
You know what? It's okay. But in this time of need, we have something for you.
Oh,
we
thank
as
you.
In me and Lydia.
Perfect.
How about a Werther's Original?
Lovely. Guys, I love Werther's Originals. I am 85 years old. I don't care.
Everybody,
this has chocolate and caramel.
Chocolate. Look at that. Everybody, it was inside the handbook for the recently diseased.
Recently diseased.
I also have a little vape.
Ooh. So my head. Ooh. My head is too big for this wig cap. So it is slowly, like, constricting my head. And I know that I'm probably going to have, like, a ring around my forehead by the time this is over. But I want you to know this, because this is what I sacrifice to try to bring you quality content.
This
I go above and beyond.
Mean.
And if you're only listening right now, then you don't know the extent of the effort that we have put in today. So you can also join us at youtube.com/@TWND podcast to find full length episodes. But we prefer as well if you also go to patreon.com/TWND podcast to join us and get ad free episodes. So
do it.
My head is on fire, and it's, like, all I can fucking think about right
my
now. So
head
I need
is on fire.
To. I need to distract from this. Dev, you had spasms in your little abductor. Is it abductor or adductor? I think it's adductor is outside.
Abductor
is inside.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have. They're very painful. Not fun. Don't recommend.
1 out of 10. Do not recommend.
Yeah.
No dentists recommend it either, which is crazy. Because usually at least 9 do.
We should
showtime.
Yes, it is showtime. We should definitely check our email.
Yes, yes. I was actually about
Don't you
to.
Think?
I was about to be like.
It's email time.
Email.
Hold on.
Oh, so here's the thing we can do quickly. David added new sounds to the board when David was here.
Can
so if you
want
to play with some of the sounds to see what we have.
I'm going to start here.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
So pause. Laughing at the I totally forgot about that. So that is what we will use now to start episodes.
Awesome.
Isn't that sick? So, and then you pause it and it will go right back. So continue.
Watch. Continue.
Okay. I love it.
That's the ending. That's the ending.
That's
so
the
just play.
End of the world as we know it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We are hilarious.
Yeah.
Like if we take a selfie.
It sounds like the Polaroid. Mm-hmm. Oh, we need that one. Yay.
So
okay.
What I'm going to do is make little stickers for them. Because
thank you, David.
I like organization, and I am the type of person who does indeed have a label maker. So I'm going to pull out the old label maker.
Yay.
And make little things so you can tell what they are.
I love that. All my stuff at, if you notice at karaoke, each little cable is label made.
Oh,
like,
is
or
it?
Label maker, like, labeled. I can't use words. I am really tired, you guys.
We've already had a long shoot day today, so we are absolutely wrecked. We've actually done, Laura did my makeup earlier today for a different look, and then I took it all off and then did all of this.
Yep.
And Laura did all of that and then put together this amazing number. So
this.
Appreciate.
Love. Just
love.
Love.
Worship.
Yay!
Thank you. All right, so let's check.
And David, you kick ass. Thank you.
You do kick ass, David. We are indebted to you forever.
Forever. Come on, patrons. Step it up for David. We love you.
All right. Da-na-na-na-na.
Na-na-na-na-na.
Quick fire email. Hey, what's happening, Dangerous Duo? Do you know who this is from?
David.
There we go.
Woo!
This is not Editor David, for those who do not know. This is not David the producer. This is David Lambrow. Did you know there is an easy, convenient meal that is nutritionally sound, high in vitamins and minerals, and is super quick to prepare? No, it's It's not, sorry, I had another leg spasm. No, it's not microwavable meals. It's baby food. It's also the bomb diggity shiznit. David. Damn straight, David. Damn straight.
You guys both agree on that.
Baby food? I need to not talk about baby food every episode.
I was not sure about that.
Well, here's the thing. Whatever you don't want to eat, I'll just eat and then keep buying more of forever. Because, listen, for those of you who don't know, I love baby food. It's not a problem. It's fine. And Laura pointed out that I'm not really the demographic for baby food. But I would like to change that. Oh, I'm not in the age demographic. Age is just a number. I'd still need to feed myself. And I worry about choking on things all the time. So what therefore, better way to have a nice little fruity snack, or maybe an oatmeal snack, or maybe a sweet potato snack, maybe something with peas? That I can just squirt
not
in my
the
mouth
peas.
And down like a
Wait,
cum load.
Not the See, peas. Are you doing the peas?
The peas? I've done peas. It's like pea soup.
But it's cold. Yeah. What? I don't know.
I like
this.
Cold pea soup.
No. No. Kodak moment.
Oh my God, I'm having more leg spasms.
Wait, hold on. Let me take a Polaroid of you. This is too cool. Come on. Everybody watch this in the making. Yes.
I'll take one of you.
It's because of the set. Oh. Ah. I just whipped you back.
This is crazy.
Perfect. I just wanted to look Beautiful. Demented. Because I All right, feel it.
Oh. So we could talk about that for a moment. Oh my God. Despite the fact that I eat baby food, I'm turning 33 next month.
Woo! So happy birthday. Happy early birthday.
Thank you. I don't care about
it's
that.
It's the
all.
Whole month, bitch. Bitch, you cannot have the birthday blues. I'm sorry. It is birthday month.
Mm. Yeah, well, I do have a lot of things planned for it, but not really birthday related, just that.
Well,
I'm doing
we could
a lot
change
of
that very quickly.
I don't know. I feel
old.
Not like old. It's just like after like the dirty 30, it's like
it's not exciting.
I'm not like super. And I don't. Here's the thing. All right, I saw this thing on TikTok. Fucking come at me. I don't give a shit. I don't have friends. And here's what I learned about that
what
from
about
TikTok.
Chopped liver?
No. Well, here's the thing.
It's easy.
I was thinking when I was all like, remember I was down and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I have interest. I was like thinking of all these like friends, quote unquote, that I had, right? Who are like no longer in my life for like random reasons. And I'm not going to fucking talk about it. And it's none of your fucking business. But what my thought was, I was kind of holding onto this shit, even though I knew why those people were no longer in my life. And I was already at peace. So I had another leg spasm piece with that. But I was also feeling like, oh, like I don't have enough people around, like, and telling myself that I was lonely. And then I saw this thing, and it was basically like someone said that we are the worst versions of ourselves when we have the most friends. And it got me thinking that I was kind of like, it is kind of true, because the more that you are not, it's like we've talked about before, like investing energy into into too many places at once, your energy is kind of so diluted that you don't have time to really take your energy and put that back into yourself and figuring out like what makes you happy, what brings you peace. And you're kind of too busy either trying to take care of other people or help other people or become invested in other people's problems because you can help. And that is going to be something that's so valuable to people and they will appreciate that. When in fact, in most cases, you realize that you're giving and giving and giving and you're not receiving in return. So you're just putting all of this time and energy and effort and love into people who don't appreciate it and they're not going to return it to you. So you end up empty.
Yep. And it's worse. It's more hurtful than it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like feeling like you're supporting or supportive. You know what I mean? Ends up just being like shit.
Yeah. And it's like, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't be supportive. It's like, for instance, I'm supportive of you. I'm supportive of like, hey, like of my brother, my dad, like whatever, that kind of stuff. That's different.
I call it like the top like, five. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like when you used
old,
to have
like MySpace days and like my top five. It's like, those are the people I pick and choose to give my 100% like energy, attention. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm there, like, if I'm able to be there, if I'm able to help in any way, mm-hmm. like, I will. If I'm not able to help, I'm very honest. Or, yeah. like, I'll be like, hey, like, I'm probably not the best person to go to for this, but I'm here to listen.
But you also know. All it is. But you also know that those people who you will put that energy into will put it back into you because they've actually, like, proven that.
Shall we take a little break?
Nope. We're going to just power through.
Ah, she's a bad bitch.
I'm the ghost with the most,
she's
babe.
The devil. She's the beetle juice. She's the devil.
Oh, my God.
You but got yeah. this. You so, got this.
But that got me thinking because I'm like, it kind of put me back in a better headspace thinking about it that way because it's like those things, all those situations, all those people, they taught us things. And they taught me things. And so now I can just kind of take that knowledge that like, everything happens for a reason and you don't really have much control over it. So no. It's kind of just like you have to go with the flow. And I think we all get into those spots where it's like, I'm so completely out of control that like, what do I do? Because I need to control something. Right. Yep. But we never really have
control
because you can control yourself and how you react to things around you, but you can't control what other people are going to do. You can't control other people's situations of things that people are going to do to them and all this stuff. It goes back and forth.
Yeah.
So it's like what happens will happen if there's like a shitty thing happening or something feels bad or whatever. And you're going through stuff as well. We all are. But it's like if you can look at it like it won't be like this forever. And it's like you can kind of just be at peace with like, this wasn't me that did this. This was like a situation that happened. And yeah. then eventually you'll be able to kind of pull yourself through that and be like, well, things always do turn out okay.
They do. And it's just like a storm, literally. You know what I mean? And the lightning's hitting. And that's the moment.
And you gotta weather it. With a friend or no friends if you don't have any.
Because you're not wasting your energy. But you know what? It's like, so being out in the desert today, mm-hmm. I can barely breathe out of my nose.
Yep.
I'm breathing strictly out of my mouth. And I'm so sorry, you guys. I sound like I'm like this.
No, it's okay. We were talking about that on the...
It's so hard to breathe.
We were talking about it on the drive back because there's also a lot of pollen in the air right now because there were still flowers out there, which was crazy.
Oh, that explains the wheezing.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm like having our noses a small and sinuses,
they're all like closing up right now. So, yeah.
Oh, we should drink water.
Oh, yeah,
that's
we
what
should.
We should be doing. Liquid IV.
I do have in liquid there. IV in here. Mm.
They say share with a friend.
Ooh, are we sharing germs right now?
They say share Ooh. Liquid IV with a friend. Wink. Use our code. TWND.
Use our fucking code. All right. I do also have... some notes, I believe. Huh.
And shout out to David. Ooh. Thank you for emailing us. We
yes,
love you.
Thank you.
You're amazing. We love the support always. And we love you on our Zoom chat. So please continue to thrive as a patron.
I totally forgot.
You make us very happy.
I totally forgot to tell you about this. But all right. So when David, you'll remember this, David, the producer, we went out on a hike and took the dogs, like wanted to show them out in the Red Rock areas. And there's like a kind of nice, easy hike. And so we went out. And I was loading up all the dogs. I, of course, took a shit immediately. So I bagged it and I was running back.
Good
and
boy.
I came back up. And this guy like was hiking with his friend and he turns around like a couple times. And on like the third turnaround, he goes, are you here to shoot photos or hike? And I was like, I was so taken aback. I was like, what? Like anytime someone approaches me, what?
And excuse me.
He's like, well, I've seen you shoot photos out here so many times. And like, I follow you on Instagram. And then he just turned and they like walked off faster. And I was like, all right. That's
that
cool.
That is cool.
Thank you.
Cool.
It was
that
very.
That was it, right?
It was very all like. Right. I don't...
Why'd he run off?
The weird thing... I don't know.
Maybe he was nervous.
Maybe. But the weird thing... I feel like I do make people very nervous. I think it's my personality. But... it's so true.
It's not a defect. I don't know. I feel like... Okay, so when you came to karaoke, I think everyone was just like, damn, who's the hottie? And I'm like, relax. She's got a man.
Relax.
Calm down. It's my best friend.
Relax.
Simmer down friend. Now. They're like, damn. You know? So you have that effect.
But it's so weird because I don't feel like I do. So when it's all right. It's weird being... All right. It's listen. I know what I do for a living. I get it. I understand. It's not fucking cool with everyone. And that's fine. That's your prerogative. Don't partake. It's cool. But the thing is, when I'm perceived in person, it's so much different. And I kind of walk around with like blinders on and I just hope that nobody looks at me. So
nobody, but everybody's looking. No,
but
I'm kidding.
But the weird thing is that I also try to walk with an air that says, don't look at me. And somehow I think that makes people look at me.
Yeah.
And it makes...
So what if you look at people like you want them to look? Will they not look at you?
I could do the thing where I just like turn away from them and I just bend backwards like...
Like, who cares?
Do you ever get like harassed or annoyed by people like in public?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah. Do you do anything fun to like counteract
no,
that?
I just keep going. Do you? What do you do?
Sometimes I'll just like make a face. Like
make face.
I'll just make face. Or sometimes I'll go like I'm not kidding. You make noises.
You grunt?
I've grunted. I've grunted in like the sparkling water aisle.
To who?
To someone who was being... All right. Have you ever been followed around?
No, because I'm not you.
Okay.
Well, okay, I have, but not like that.
It was annoying to the... Like, listen, I don't go full like grunt mode as soon as someone like looks at me.
I feel
I'm not,
like you get followed everywhere you go.
Sometimes it feels
weird. I
think
that would happen.
So it's, but it's not like.
Mine's at Trader Joe's. Okay. That's it.
It's not, but the thing is, it's not like I see someone one time and they look at me and we make eye contact and I'm just like,
it's please.
Not, it's all like
can
that.
Can you? That would make life so much better, I swear.
But if it gets to the point that you like see someone who's like at the end of every aisle you go to, like, you keep thinking, they'll turn down one of these and I won't see them on the next aisle. And they keep appearing there. And then when you walk down one, they kind of circle back and then they come down that one. And it keeps happening.
Then you eventually, know you're being chased.
When you bend, like, down and you get the water, you make eye contact and you lift it like, they get weirded out and they leave.
That's so good.
It's like
I love that.
Oh, you're suddenly not following.
I'm gonna take that trick.
Please.
I'm gonna put it up my sleeve and keep that one.
I highly encourage grunting to drive off creepy men or women. If someone's like following you and being weird, be fucking weirder. Who cares? They're not gonna remember you, and if they do, it will be in fear. They will fear you. They will fear going to that grocery store alone or wherever it may be, because they're like, that person might be there making weird faces and grunting or like hissing or whatever fucking weird shit you want to do to get people to leave you alone, because you are not entitled. Like you're not entitled. They are not entitled for your attention or time or to fucking stalk you around and just like be a fucking creep. So be fucking weird. Who cares?
Yeah. I support this. Mm. I definitely support this. Well, I think it's time.
I think it is.
Do you know what I'm about to do? Is do something I've never done before. Talk about it. Tell everybody.
What we have before us right now, which I will set up another camera for. I think we will take a quick break for Patreon. We'll get to see us set up the external camera to get an eye on our Ouija board. I have wanted a Ouija board for a very long time, and I found a very, very beautiful one, which you will be able to see in another camera angle I will give to David. So, Laura has also never used a Ouija board.
Out of like just free will, not wanting to. Mm-hmm. But here we are. I said it's not a voodoo doll. Mm-hmm. I can live with that. And we're here to like do some fun shit. So let's do it.
So I think first.
And they might not be real, but they might be.
We should probably read rules of a Ouija board.
I don't know where to start.
All right,
I don't know
so,
what we're supposed to do.
How to use.
And a word from sponsor.
Y'all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you. Welcome back.
Hi. Hello. Did you miss us?
I know I missed you. Wait. Okay.
Before we play,
pick a quiet place to hold your seance.
This is quiet.
It's pretty quiet. Do you think the fan is going to affect this?
Nah.
Okay. All right. If you're inside, turn off all distractions like the TV. So
okay.
You'll be able to
turn
concentrate
the fan
on
off.
The spirit world. Okay.
I'll well.
All right. Cleanse your space to remove negative energy. You can protect yourself from negative spirits by doing a simple cleansing before you start. To do a smoke cleansing, light the end of a sage bundle. We don't have a sage bundle.
Oh, damn. I could have brought some. Sorry.
No. The...
Oh!
Does that count as sage?
It counts as...
Could it be sage?
Sure.
This is just sage, everyone.
This
just
is
so
sage.
You know. This is sage. We're cleansing the space from negative energy.
Correct.
And I think that this is our sage. So.
Show is. What happens if we don't
all right,
have sage?
You have to say, I cleanse this space of all negativity.
I cleanse this space of all negativity. I cleanse this space of all negativity. Say it.
I think I need to have that to say it.
I cleanse this space of all negativity.
I cleanse this space of all negativity. Here you go. You think that's enough cleansing?
One more.
Are you,
I cleanse this space from all negativity. Mm. One more for you.
I cleanse this space from all negativity.
That feels good.
I feel good. I don't feel... Do you feel negative?
No.
I feel very positive.
I do too.
I feel more positive than I've felt in years, some might say. Place your Ouija board on a table. Technically, you can use a Ouija board pretty much anywhere. But you'll be more comfortable sitting around a table, which, to be fair, I feel more comfortable right now.
Yeah.
Do you feel? Okay.
I'm fine.
Light some candles to create ambiance.
Beautiful.
We have done the candles. Why not go full spooky? Create an Insta-worthy seance by setting a few candles around the board.
Just
did. I just looked this up now. I didn't even know that. I'm being aesthetic as fuck right now, and I didn't even know. I've never even done a seance.
Yeah.
Black candles are good for protection. Ooh, I do have some of those. White candles attract positive energy and repel negative. See, that's perfect.
Hey!
We're good.
And this angle is like perfect.
I'm going to turn that on. I was going to do that after we read the rules just to save battery. All right.
I cleanse the space of negativity.
We cleanse it. And I thought the flowers from Hawaii that have been dried were a nice little addition. Have our nice
beautiful.
Little pumpkin.
So festive.
Turn
and it's
off,
white.
Turn
so
off the lights if you're feeling. Should we turn off the bright lights and just do the RGB?
Sure.
All right. Let's
all right. Are
it.
You ready, gang?
Gang,
get
gang.
Ready. If you're scared, put a blanket on.
We're getting there. You
want to
read the next rule?
Turn off the lights if you're feeling brave. Okay, so that was it. Invite at least one friend to join you.
We only have one. It's perfect.
Hey. Some traditions recommend playing Ouija with just two people.
Oh, my God. We're so prepared.
But there's more than one way to use a spirit board, so don't stress. All right. Next, ask someone to take notes if you have more than two people. Nope, it's just us. You can always take turns taking notes if wanted. Sit in a circle around the board. Well, it's just us two. So with two players, just sit across from each other. Oh, across.
So we'll have to sit here and
here. No, like we could just do this.
Oh.
And then just be across.
Well, I need to read.
Of course. All right,
it
cool.
It fits perfectly right there, too, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh, Wait, or does it mean just sit? Just sit across from each other, because that'll form a tiny circle. Okay, that makes sense.
So we're kind of like this.
Yeah. Place your index finger and middle finger. But then how are we going to do this if we're not sitting in the same direction? Read this next step. First it says sit across. Now it's saying...
Maybe...
Maybe we just do it the way
Maybe
it was.
You're supposed to sit in my lap?
Stupid. No, I think
what... Oh, I look extra creepy with these lights on.
It's great. I think
the other way, right?
Yeah, it was better. Because then we could be side by side with our fingers side by side.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Whatever. We're doing things different here.
All right. I accidentally locked it.
Thank you. Here.
I just realized I didn't have my headphones on all this time. Sorry, David. All right. Pick a medium to lead the session. Your medium will start and end your session, and they'll lead the questioning. If any of you are sensitive to spirits, ask them to be medium. Otherwise, choose whoever feels most comfortable taking the lead.
You're the lead. That's you must be.
The juice is loose, baby.
Hey!
Welcome positive spirits into the space. All right, to protect yourself, say out loud that you're only open to positive energy.
Blah, I'm only blah, blah. Open to positive energy. That's it. That's it.
Okay. Welcome positive spirits in the place. Ask if there's a spirit with you. Wait for the answer, which could take a while.
If you guys have done this at home and you want to share stories, please call in or email us.
Please.
TWNDpodcast@gmail.com.
I want to hear ghost stories.
702-900-6446. We want to hear.
And make sure you wait for an answer, because it could take some time. Go ahead and repeat the question a few times if the planchette doesn't start moving after a minute or so. Start with easy yes or no questions. Can you hear us? Do you live in this house? Can you see us? And then watch it spell out the answer.
Weren't we going to channel like...
If your board has a sun and moon... The sun traditionally represents light spirits, and the moon represents dark spirits.
That's the moon. That's the sun.
I don't know.
They look like moons.
Wait, do I just have an only dark spirit board?
Only darkness, darkness, darkness.
Dark something, something. Dark side. Well, damn. Do you want to do it?
There's a goodbye.
You're supposed to say goodbye when you end. You have to say goodbye. Thank you for talking
to us
today.
Well, we can't just do all this and not do it, right? Or we could not. But is it... What do you mean?
But we're saying that we're only recommending dark energy. That we're only...
What? Now I don't want to do
it. Our fingers are not it anymore.
You guys, we're not sure what we're doing, but we're going to do it.
Oh, fuck.
Come on.
Okay. So.
Where do we start?
We can start closer to you because I have longer fingers.
It's just two fingers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, we welcome positive energy. Only positive vibes here today.
Only the positive. The most positive.
We welcome in someone who wants to tell their story.
Yep.
We welcome in those who bring a positive light.
Only.
Those who are full of light and
love.
Lack darkness. No darkness allowed. We
no
even
darkness.
Have lights on here to welcome in the lightness of the spirits that may preside with us today.
I'm in for that. What Beetlejuice said.
Thank you so much. If any of you are out there listening.
If you're listening,
for guiding
we're here.
Us. I'm Molly.
And I'm Laura.
I'm the medium today. I'm going to be trying to channel you to experience our little podcast room. You've been gone a long time. You might not even know what a podcast is. We could introduce you to a whole new world of positivity.
Yeah, that's all.
Nothing negative. We don't do negative here, and we'll have to kick you out, and we don't really want to do that.
We would rather hear your story.
Yeah.
And listen.
So,
we're here.
Are you here with us?
Are you here in this room with us right now? Are you with us?
Can you make yourself known?
Would you like to tell us something?
I think we have to ask the same question repeatedly. So,
are you in this room with us?
Yes. Is someone in this room with us? I think that I am the type of person who could commune with spirits. So if you would like to, you can flow into me as deep as you want to go, but not too deep. I'm still my own person. But if you would like to tell us, are you with us?
Are you here with us? Are you here with us?
Are you here in this room?
Are you here with us now? This is a positive place, a safe place. Are you here to share the light? Are you here to be with the light?
Do we need to bring you to the light?
Are you here with us?
Did you feel that?
I felt a few things.
I felt a chill in my spine. Did you?
Nope. But I've been feeling a few things.
What you been feeling?
I mean, it's moved a tiny bit. But I, like, felt it.
Are you with us now? Are you here?
With us.
They said it can take a while, but it seems like a long time.
Are you here with us right now? Scared me. Well, you know, it could be. I mean, my fingers felt sweaty. Look at that. It's wet.
Maybe it was heating us up. Do you know what's funny?
That's crazy.
I did move it.
A little bit?
No, when we went to try to go to the yes, but it got stuck because it's like.
Oh, yeah.
So I couldn't make it slide because it wasn't fully on the board.
Oh, well.
It would have been so much better if I had done. Maybe that's why it couldn't get through, because it couldn't move it because it was on the edge.
I'm on the edge. Try it again.
Of glory. Maybe if we serenade it. And I'm hanging on a moment with you. I'm on the edge, the edge, the edge, the edge.
The edge, the edge, the edge. Are you here in this room? What the? Yes!
They cool. are.
Party people.
They are here with
so
us.
So they want us to cleanse.
Oh, it's not cleansed enough, is
no,
it?
No, they don't want us to. They want us to keep cleansing.
More cleansing required.
It's not light enough in here.
I feel like.
I think it's great decor.
It looks really pretty.
Yeah.
But.
Are they real?
Here's the thing. Here's why I think it didn't work. There's only moons. It represents dark spirits. We said only positive vibes.
So this one won't these ones won't talk to us, these spirits.
They're like, we want negative vibes.
Well, fuck those vibes, because we're not about those vibes. But you know what? I'm proud of us. We did the damn thing.
We did it.
proud of us.
High five.
High five. This is the dark spirit board. We are not dark spirits. We are here only for the light and the love.
That's right. Absolutely. But it is very beautiful. And I'll just leave it out all year.
I would have picked this one too.
It's very nice. I like the texture of it. I just like having weird things.
And I like all the flower work. And it's like wood burning almost.
Yeah. Oh.
Similar.
So that's exciting. Shout out, Dad, if you hear this podcast, thank you so much once again. My dad sent me a pyrography kit for an early birthday present, which I very much appreciate because I've been talking about wanting to learn wood burning. So now as soon as I have time and I'm caught up on all the things, I will burn wood.
That's so cool. I'm very excited.
I normally like make wood hard, but now I'm like turning it to ash.
Get it? That's why you're famous as Ash.
Okay, so it's gotten weird. I can't get anything to go off on TikTok anymore since I posted Ash videos. People are just like, get a dark pixie cut. Like, bring back Ash. And I'm
they love it. It's in high
Ash
demand.
All the time. I'm
it's
only
in
popular
high demand.
As Ash.
It's in high demand. Mm. I just love that. Everybody loves it. And I feel like it's a different vibe. You pull off the dark hair really well.
Thank you.
You pull off any hair color. Look at you in green. Bitch, it's giving juice.
It's giving juice. Ooh. That's the name of this episode.
It is.
It's giving juice. I love it. Dude, we've had so many Halloweens together.
How many?
Do you want to talk about this a bit?
Yes. So my first episode was a Halloween episode. Remember that? I was a turtle. You were the Grandma Molly, which we're going to bring back. We're not going to tell you with who, but we have a plan to bring back Grandma Molly. Mm-hmm. And I'll be Grandma Laura because I've never done that.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun. We might have a guest for that.
We're going to have a bunch of grandma fun. It's going to be sick.
Yeah. And that was our first episode together ever.
Yeah.
I was very nervous.
You were very nervous.
I was like, oh, shit. But I'll just bring on my turtle backpack and bring my vibe and.
You smashed it, as always.
No,
and then
I
you
did
continued
not smash
smashing
it.
Yes, you did.
I was a nervous ball of
girl,
goo.
I'm a nervous ball like all the time.
I am too. My fingers were so sweaty on this thing.
I know. I was
they
like,
were wet.
Do you want to know what I kept doing? Is I was like, how can I get this to move without making it obvious that I'm moving it? Because I just wanted to like give you the heebie-jeebies for Halloween.
Well, I thought it was just one of us moving it.
Yeah.
But I don't got the heebie-jeebies.
Good.
I felt like it was one of us.
So next, voodoo doll.
No.
I'm just
absolutely
kidding.
Not.
I'm just
kidding. Next time I'm bringing the sage.
I'm just kidding. Oh, man.
But I mean, that's crazy. You said you got something in your spine, or was that a freaking gimmick?
The what?
You said you got a chill down your
spine. I did get a chill in my spine, but I think that's because I haven't eaten today.
Also, you're
that's the thing. All right.
Abductor.
The abductor, the adductor, whatever ductor it is, this duct is fucked because it is just like, I keep having these little spasms, but I haven't in a while, like knock on Ouija board, but it's very like annoying to have to be aging. The fuck is that?
It sucks. About? It really sucks, dude. And also like this little broom. Can we talk about this? Because I went and bought one. They still smell so good.
Yeah. You have to hold them close up, but when you first open them, like the whole room smells like broom.
So I have. Get it? The broom room? Welcome to the broom room! I love them though. Shout out Trader Joe's. We're not getting paid for that, but whatever.
Man, we bring up Trader Joe's like every episode. They should be paying us by now.
There.
Or at least like giving us free almond chipotle dip. Which...
And a bunch of potato salad. Thank you. I'll live off that.
Their potato salad is really good.
Slaps.
I hate how good their food is. I hate that I'm talking about Trader Joe's right now, but like I actually love Trader. I think I'm gonna work at Trader Joe's.
I think I'm
gonna
marry Trader Joe's.
I might.
Might have Trader Joe's baby.
Yeah.
Ew, no babies. Oh shit. Yeah.
I almost said something so dark, and that was why my face kind of died for a moment because I was debating whether or not I should say it.
No.
And then my face looked weird because I was like, I definitely probably should not make that joke because it's hilarious,
girl,
but coming out loud is not good.
We are exhausted, but we are not. So I'm glad you have that control. Good job.
But it was one of those things like, you know, when you make like, yeah, I mean, I do it like I make super dark humor about traumatic things that have happened to me.
Yeah.
Like
you
when
do
we got
it a
in the
lot.
Uber driver before, like, and we weren't really paying attention. We were talking about the fact that we all got roofied and she got so offended. Do you remember that?
Bitch. Like she was pissed. She was pissed
Sorry.
Off. She was angry.
She was not having it. But I was like, it's one of those things.
Didn't
it's
you like, give her like a $50 tip too? And I was like, why? She was a bitch.
No, it's one of those things because you know how it gives you a tip suggestion based on
It's still going?
I think it was the 50 because I was worried about getting my score dropped. Do you know what I mean? Because they can rate you as well. Yeah, they can score you back. They can score you right back. And my Uber account has a much lower rating than I would like it to be at. Not high enough.
Let me see what mine is.
This doesn't need to be recording anymore anyway.
Sorry, patrons. Bye. Rides. Account. Because, I have 5 stars.
Here's the fucking thing. You have to be careful. I want to talk about this.
What did you do?
You have to be careful about who you allow into your Uber ride with you. Because it's not necessarily even that you've done something. It's that someone else has done something. Like someone who was in Uber with me once just lit up a joint inside the Uber. And I was like, what are we doing? And the guy was pissed. I'm talking pissed. He was more angry than a lot of people that I've ever seen. And I've seen someone look very angry like right before they hit me in the face. So I know what anger looks like. He was so pissed. And I was like, put it out. It's just, I'll put it out the window. And like, just, or like, just Max like ranting at people about like politics and shit that he knew fucking nothing about. Like, nobody wants to be hearing about this from someone who's in the back seat, who's not even having a job to pay for this Uber while I have to sit there in silence and like hope that I die someday soon. So it's one of those things that my score got much lower, and I've been working at it like a credit score to try to like get it back up, and I'm finally up to a 4.82 from like a 4.6, dude. Do you know how disappointing that is to me as a perfectionist?
How hard is that?
I think it's pretty hard. But here's the thing. That's why. Do you understand that when I handle these people around me who were just doing like disrespectful, shitty fucking things, and I was like, these are my people, it negatively affected me. Now, without these crazy fucking people in Ubers being in stupid fucking situations, doing dumb fucking things, I can actually have a better score. And like, it's like with the rest of life, the more shit that you cut out, the better things get. That's just how it works. It's like after I cut off that dead weight, my credit score went way up. It's crazy. It's crazy how that happened, that I can just be like a functioning human and then think, oh, let me just take care of these people.
Respectful.
It's not your responsibility. I just want you to know that. If there are people in your life that are doing shit like that to you, it's not your fucking responsibility.
I have a plan.
Yes.
We'll get you at that 5 by the end of the year.
How?
Because if I ever need to take an
Uber. I just start flashing my tits.
No, if I ever need to take an Uber, I'll use yours. You book it, and then I'll pay you for it. And I just, like, I'm you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get that score up.
We're going to have to.
We're going to get that score up,
girl.
Can we? Quick.
Make like a weird mashup.
Or we could go downtown and do a comedy night and take an Uber. And we could get that score up with just the two of us.
But also, what we could do is get. I could maybe do this in Photoshop. I could take our faces and overlay our faces. And I make a mashup so it's like our faces combined. And that's the Uber profile picture. So everybody's kind of like,
no.
Yeah, that's
no.
You. But it looks, it's like a bad like driver's license
no.
photo.
We'll just do it the way we're doing it.
That's more fun.
Let's just
that
go downtown
way.
And take an Uber.
Okay.
We'll have a date. We'll go to a comedy night and we'll go to dinner.
Yes. This has been fun, but I don't know about you, but I'm old as shit and I'm exhausted
I'm
and
hungry.
There was no ghosts and yeah. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. The girls, my ferrets need some lovin's, you know? It's time to call
Showtime's
this.
Showtime's over.
Showtime is done.
But we have loved this. It's been so fun. Thank you for joining us for our Halloween episode. And please join us on Patreon to see all of the extra exclusive stuff that we have made and produced and brought to you for Halloween at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
We love you guys. Y'all the bomb.
Follow the podcast.
It's too long. You have to follow the podcast as well. If you're not subscribed, why are you not subscribed? Please subscribe. Love the pod. Worship the pod. Follow
yes.
the pod. And on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. And you can follow me on Instagram at This Redhead is SFW. You can follow Laura on Instagram
at Wham Glam Artistry.
And this has been awesome. Thank you all for joining us. And your homework for the week is...
Carve a pumpkin with us at the Carve Off.
Yeah, and if you're not on Patreon, that means you already missed out on that. And so how sad
for you. So go be a patron. That's your homework.
That's your homework. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you Monday.
Come.
And the song. And the song. And the song.
Oh.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.